Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the fifth week of Lent, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching today is entitled, Being Free.
A reading from the Gospel of John. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered him, We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? Jesus replied, Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me, because my word has no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence. Then do what you have heard from the Father. They answered and said to him, Our father is Abraham. Jesus said to them, If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father. So they said to him, We were not born of fornication. We have one Father, God. Jesus said to them, If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me. The Gospel of the Lord. We have only a part of this deep conversation between Jesus and some Jews challenging the truths Jesus referred to. Surely much was spoken prior to the beginning of this passage, and more followed. But the substance of this sharing is that Jesus wants them to know how critical it is to remain free of sin, and in that way, to be free. Commentaries go so far as to explain that this freedom is liberation, more explicitly, a transformation. Pope St. John Paul II, in quoting St. Paul, says the transformation is a spiritual process in which humans mature into true righteousness and holiness. One time, the students at my school had an opportunity to receive reconciliation in preparation for, Easter or Christmas. I don't think it was asked of the children as to how they were feeling following their confessions, but one little fourth grader with a big smile on her face shared, I feel lighter. Would that not be similar to what Jesus was challenging his debaters? That freedom from sin, the transformation that it is, does have a physical reaction within us. Freedom. Sin and bad habits can bind us, confuse us, leave us searching. Jesus wanted his challengers to be free of all of that, as he wants us to be free too. The truth is transformative, yes? Our job is to seek freedom from all that is not of Christ. Our job is to not be overcome and darkened by what we see and hear on the web, in the newspaper, on TV. Our search for the truth seems to be out there and in here, in our own hearts. We need to resist that which does not foster truth, peace, freedom, and transformation. As Lent winds down, let us, too, seek ways to come closer to Jesus, to feel lighter in the truth. For that truth, that Jesus, is ours and is making us free.